This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Did you know that you can listen to the Asa RX audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at asarx.com/experience. Hi, this is Asa, and we here at Asa RX pray that you and your family are safe during this unprecedented time. Make sure to take every precaution for your wellness by getting my free booklet on building a healthy immune system at asarx.com.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is a show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is a show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome to the show. Now, you know, so many times we talk about health. We talk about weight loss. We want to talk about diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, and it comes down to the want to, I think, so many times with our health. You ever thought about that? When you see someone that wants to lose the weight, or they say they do, or you see someone that is dealing with high blood pressure, high cholesterol, or maybe depression, anxiety, and they get a little bit comfortable, I think, dealing with their health challenge. Some people enjoy the label, and they really don't have a desire to want to get well. I get asked all the time, television interviews, you know, they say, what is the toughest health challenge you've ever faced? Or, you know, in clinical practice, when you were, you know, seeing patients and you were working with them on a regular basis, what was the toughest thing that you saw? And I think that it comes down to the person that really doesn't desire to get well. They can. They have the ability to. But somewhere in the inside of them, they just don't have the want to. And I've had people tell me that. I've had people look me in the eye and tell me that I just really don't want to get well. That I'm not willing to do whatever it takes, no matter how hard it might be, to get well. And see, that's the key. It's about stepping up and knowing that you were made for more. And that there's hope to get your health back. That you don't have to be stuck where you are. So whatever you've been diagnosed with, I want you to realize something. That to get the desire to want to get well, to put that on the inside of you, to be able to step out and go to the next level in your health and your life, it matters. And no one else is going to do that for you. You have to step up and say, you know what, I'm worth it. My health is valuable. My life is valuable. My kids need me to be healthy. My grandkids need me to be healthy. And for me to go to the next level in my health and my life, I need to step up. For me, it's not selfish. It's actually selfless, because you're taking care of one of the greatest gifts that were ever given to you, and that's your health. It's time to step up and do that. Have the desire. Have the want to. You get the want to, everything else will fall into place. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Let's go down to Nick. Hi, Nick. Welcome to the show, man.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. What's up?
I have a question about prostate health.
Okay.
My father has, he's been to the doctor numerous times, and they've just said that he's got a large prostate, low flow, goes to the bathroom often. Well, I pretty much have the same problem. I'm 32. I pretty much see the writing on the wall. I'd heard that it could be hereditary. I probably go to the bathroom once, twice a night, wake up, and also have low flow as well. Just trying to figure out what kind of supplements are good. I just started taking some organic salt palmetto extract and some pumpkin seed oil extract as well, but just started and really wanted to see if there was anything else that is good for that.
So you're 32, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you said the writing is on the wall. Now,
yeah, it's father,
have you been,
same thing as my father pretty much has.
Yeah, but you're 32. So have you gone to your doctor and they've done a PSA blood test on you?
No. I mean, I haven't. I've had physicals in the past, you know, and I'm not sure if they run PSAs or not.
They usually don't. Well, it depends. Right now, it kind of teeters. Really, 35 to 40 is when they really start running them on us guys. But I would have them, for your own peace of mind, I'd have them run a PSA test, but I'd also have them run some other blood tests. So, I mean, there's several factors that you can use. There's several things you can use from a natural perspective. Zinc is really good, pumpkin seed oil, all of those. I mean, phenomenal. But the first thing I would do is not just say, okay, well, it's definitely happening to me. I would get that looked at, you know, and let the numbers speak for themselves. You know what I mean? I mean, it's easy to see that, but it's also another thing to see it in the numbers, to have a physical exam to be like, you know, your prostate's fine. Because it could be several things causing you to get up during the night. I mean, that could be potassium levels, sodium levels can be off. There could be electrolyte imbalance. There's a host of things. And the reason I'm saying that is because I've seen so many times where, you know, mothers and get something like breast cancer and the daughters feel something and think, oh, you know, I must be having what my mom had. And guys, too. So I'm not knocking your thought. Your thought is right. It would make me and make anybody think that way. I'm just giving you some things to think about and go get the exam because they're not going to check that typically on you. You know, you're too young. That's just not in our standard protocol. And so you go in and they can check it and, you know, it would be a good thing to have done. Okay. And then that'll give you a good peace of mind. But from the natural side, if you want to keep your prostate healthy and you want to stay ahead of the game, avocado every single day. It's 30 grams of fat in an avocado. It's all good fat and just phenomenal for your overall health. The salt palmetto, like you're doing, is great. Nettle root is really good. Remember, it's all about blocking that DHT. And getting that down and keeping your good and healthy testosterone levels up. And that's why the testosterone test would be a real benefit to you. Oh, and also check DHEA. DHEA is a simple blood test they can run. It'll give you some good values as well. But you know, don't let it bother you. Don't let anything bother you until you get the test and you see the results. It's exactly what's going on, okay? Keep me posted, though. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Our preferred wellness providers or healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do. Now, they carry out the nutrition and lifestyle care that we talk about here on the show. Got a great team that we're building all around the country. Birmingham, Alabama, and Nashville, Tennessee. We've got all kinds in, also down Waco, Texas, all the way over there, up in Oregon. You got down in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and up in Michigan. So we're everywhere. New York, it's unbelievable. Growing like crazy. So exciting. So our team members are available during the day to help you out if you need that help. Lines are open. You can give me a call right now. But first, we're going to go to John. Hi, John. Oh, we lost John. Oh, he just fell off. The phone's dropped on him. All right, we're going to go to the scripture for the day then and close this segment out. It comes from 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 11 and 12. It says, look to the Lord and His strength. Seek His face always. Remember the wonders He has done, His miracles, and the judgments He pronounced. Powerful. So where does your strength come from? That's the real key. Does it come from, you know, just eating healthy? Does it come from supplements? Does it come from your exercise routine? Where does your real strength come from? That's what you ought to ask yourself. The great physician has got the prescription that pretty much everybody needs. 80% of the health challenges we face today, diet and lifestyle related. It's true. The stuff you put in your body becomes your body. So what kind of stuff are you putting in? You putting the good stuff in? Food's either going to bring health to your body or it's going to take health out of your body. And guess what? You get to make that choice every single day. So are you making good choices or are you making not so good choices? Well, I hope you are. That's what we're here for. Here to take you from where you are to where you need to be. So make sure to give me a call right now, 888-283-7272. We'll talk about it or go online.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yeah.
Successful people often have one thing in common. They take care of their mind. But for most of us, it's hard to find the time or money to spend on personal or professional coaches or even psychologists. This is where Mind Healthy comes in. Mind Healthy teaches you the key principles of the world's best cognitive behavioral therapy techniques and breaks them down into a simple, easy-to-learn steps that you can do in just a few minutes a day. Discover techniques to manage stress, anxiety, depression, addiction, and much more. Learn on your own time and at your own pace, and pay for the whole year subscription at a fraction of the cost of what an in-person professional would charge for just one session. The Mind Healthy app also has audio, so you can listen on the go. Learn how to thrive in any situation in life with Mind Healthy. Try Mind Healthy for free for the first 7 days by visiting mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
To find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
You like eating almonds? Welcome back to the show. I do. It's one of the best superfoods you can put in your body, unless, of course, you're dealing with a lot of a live virus. But, you know, if you take almonds and you soak them for a period of time, you will almost double the amount of nutrients and increase the vitamins and nutrients that you'll get out of them. So think about that. Incredible. Little tricks you can do to make superfoods even more super. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. You can also send me an email. We're going to go to John now. Hi, John.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. What's up? How can I help?
How you doing?
Doing well.
Great. I've got a problem with my stomach. I get a sensitive stomach. Every time I'm worried about something or if I'm anxious, I just feel it in my stomach. And I think it's increased the acid in my stomach or whatever. I mean, I just, if you have any remedies.
Well, has it been going on for a long time or is this new?
For a long time. It's been like for almost 24 years.
24 years? Wow.
Yes. And I don't have a good sleep either. You know, mild depression.
Can't go to sleep or can't stay asleep?
I can go to sleep. I can stand asleep. I take some medicine to help me go to sleep. It's amitriptyline.
Mm-hmm.
And yes.
How long have you been taking that?
That's since 1997.
Yeah, so a lot of anxiety.
Yes, exactly. And it's affected my stomach big time. I mean.
Yeah, it will. Oh, for sure. Yeah. So have you tried any natural remedies to go to sleep?
No, I'm just taking the amitriptyline.
Okay. Well, there's a lot. I mean, with what you have, which is actually pretty common, you actually see it quite a bit, especially, I don't know. I've seen it personally more in the last 5 years. It's probably been around. It's just seems to be more prevalent. People dealing with anxiety always have that brain-gut connection. So whenever you're stressed out, you got a lot of anxiety, you got a lot of subconscious anxiety, it's going to show itself in your digestive tract. It just will. And so as the brain goes, so the gut goes. Now, anxiety is a big trigger of GABA. All right, GABA is a neurotransmitter. It's a brain chemical. And it's the one that's kind of responsible for us chilling out. And if you don't have enough GABA, which means it gets kind of low, then it's going to cause anxiety to be high. So the best way to do that, there's certain foods you want to really avoid to keep your GABA levels at a good playing level. And believe it or not, a lot of them are health foods. And you're thinking, well, this stuff's supposed to be healthy for me. But it's really not, especially if you're dealing with anxiety, which can cause a lot of the stomach issues that you're thinking about. So here's kind of the key. Almonds, walnuts, hazelnuts, peanuts, of course, salmon, spinach, wheat, barley, rice, all of those. Okay, so, you know, that seems like a lot. And you're thinking, well, those are health foods, right? Well, they are at some level. But if they affect your GABA levels in a negative way, you just want to avoid them. And that's just from some of the research that's out there. You know, there's certain supplements that help with GABA too. L-theanine and L-taurine together can work very well. Passion flower is also a really good piece that's used. You know, valerian root has been used for a long time. But just the more I've talked to some pharmacist friends of mine and just some of the research I've seen on it, it's got a long half-life. And what that means is that it sticks around in your bloodstream for a long time. And what can happen is it can make you just feel a little bit sluggish the next day. It can impair some of your coordination skills and all. I just I know you're already taking the medication, but you definitely want to be a little bit careful with something like valerian root. That's why I don't really mention it that much. So getting GABA levels up is important. All right. Now, your gut is probably being affected by that. But, you know, you want to get to a physician and get a good checkup. I would. I know they already probably took care of you. That's how you got the medicine. But, you know, getting to them on a regular basis, getting nutritional-based blood work. Because you can look at all the neurotransmitters, and you can also look at a lot of the cofactors that go with it and see exactly if they're being affected, if they're balanced, if they're too low, too high. And it's a great way to do that. And Natural Care Network is a great company that can do that, too. And it helps with nutritional-based blood analysis. And it's important because it gives you great information. You can take it to your doctor. And, of course, you guys can sit down and come up with a good game plan. But it's important to get something like that done. Blood work's important to get done every 6 months minimum, especially over the age of 35. So it's great just to see what's going on inside your body so you can kind of go to the next level. But, yeah, I mean, probiotics are good for your gut. If you're having any type of kind of a queasy stomach at all, you want to look at coming off the cow's milk, dairy, and all the grains. Grains are important to come off of at this point. So just looking at a couple of those things. I know that you're struggling with that. But when you've got a lot of anxiety and you can't sleep, then you've got to look at GABA. That's a big one. And the other one is serotonin. So serotonin is the one that's going to make you go to sleep and stay asleep. Now, medications can affect them. If you're taking SSRI, then which is pretty much the standard antidepressant drugs, you've got to be careful because you can't really take supplements with it, or it's not really advised to, okay? No doctor's really going to tell you to take any supplement that affects serotonin because they have what's called serotonin storm, which is where you get too much serotonin in the blood, it can cause a pretty severe reaction. So understand that getting serotonin levels up, you can use a lot of foods to do that. That'll be mild but more steady. And a lot of the foods, chicken, turkey are really good. But see, again, a lot of the foods that help with serotonin will block GABA levels, so you got to be really careful. So you want to watch out for salmon, because salmon and spinach both can raise serotonin, but they lower GABA. So those are kind of out, and you're thinking, well, man, salmon is supposed to be great for you. Well, there's a ton of other fish you can eat, so you just throw it out. But also, one real key for serotonin levels are goat's milk yogurt. Goat's milk yogurt, great for raising serotonin levels. And keeping your omega-3 fats up is also a big key. So cod liver oil, good omega-3 fish oil. Plenty of nuts and seeds. You just can't do the almonds, the Brazil nuts, hazelnuts, and all those that I listed out for you, because they can trigger a negative reaction with GABA. So I hope that helps. It does take some time, just so you know. If you've been taking sleep medication and this has been going on for years, then it'll take some time to undo. So don't expect overnight results. But again, it's about a marathon, not a sprint.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Health advisory just released by the CDC, this time because of a rise in seasonal flu cases, especially among children and young adults. The flu cases on the lower side nationally, but more than 90% of those cases that have been confirmed are among children and young adults. That means ages 5 to 24. Another poll finds President Biden's approval rating sinking. The NPR Marist poll finding just 42% of respondents approve of the job he's doing. That has never have been lower in that poll. After pandemic-related disruption, the National Dog Show is going to be back as normal this year on Thanksgiving Day. Last year, it was held without spectators, and Mary Cirillo, one of the commentators, says the dogs noticed.
They react to human acknowledgement and clapping and cheering, and so that will be a very nice part of it.
The dog show broadcast after the Macy's Day Parade on NBC, and this is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
The search for signs of life in outer space getting another boost as scientists say they're planning to build a new space telescope to send into orbit. If all goes as planned, it could start detecting alien planets by 2025. Animal rights activists are up in arms over a Florida event recently which featured monkey jockeys, six-pound capuchin monkeys riding dogs for the enjoyment of crowds at the Broward County Fair. PETA, the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, releasing a statement condemning it, saying in part, it's the 21st century and chaining terrified monkeys to dogs' backs puts the animals in danger and appalls anyone who knows and respects wildlife. No word yet on any response from the operators of that show. It's the first couple's first Thanksgiving as president and first lady.
Turkey for me, turkey for you. Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe.
President Biden and the First Lady Jill Biden will be eating their turkey on Nantucket, which is a family tradition. They arrived there on Tuesday evening after some community service at the D.C. Central Kitchen. The Biden family has celebrated Thanksgiving on the tiny Massachusetts island since 1975. They only missed the trip last year because of the pandemic. And from the USA Radio News New England Bureau, I'm Chris Barnes.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGetA.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGetA.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGetA.com with Longevity. TeamGetA.com.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Whatever you're struggling with, we've got one we're going to kick off with right now. We've got Stan down in Florida, writes us about deciding whether or not to use a personal trainer. Wants to know if it's a good idea. I think it's a great idea. I think we've been talking about this a lot lately, and I guess because getting into the new year, resolutions, and people wanting to know what to do, should you use a trainer, should you not? It's part of my background. I was strength and conditioning coach at Florida State University and, you know, for the football team. And, you know, I think personal training is vital. Even the elite athletes that are out there, even in the NFL, still have people coaching them when it comes to training. And no different from you, if you're looking to drop weight or you're looking to get fit, I think personal trainers, which now are a part of our preferred wellness provider team, you know, that we look for to network with, it's just, It's important. It's vital. It's part of the equation to really get in the best shape of your life and to get healthy. Because as much as we work on the inside, you've got to work on the outside too. And keeping the body healthy. You're working on the heart. You're working on the lungs. You're working on getting the body fat down, strengthening the muscles, and getting your overall vitality up. And a personal trainer can make sure you don't get hurt, make sure that you have a good path, that you keep your intensity levels up. They're great for encouragement and motivation and education. And people are just brilliantly smart. I mean, very smart. And then get you to a great place with your health. So looking into a personal trainer, Sam, I mean, that's the answer is yes, unequivocally yes. And you don't have to use them all the time. You can use, you know, work with them for 2 weeks or so, get you a good set of sessions in. They can kind of kick you out of the nest and let you get on your way. And then you come back and you learn a little bit more and then go back out on your own. But it's having someone that can coach you along the way. I think that is a real big key in the overall equation. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Shoot me an email. You can also check us out, Facebook and Twitter as well. Larry, welcome to the show, man. How can I help?
Hey, how are you tonight? Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, it's good to talk with you.
Yeah. Look, I'm ex-military, and suffered from an injury that I, you know, that I got back in the early 2000s, you know. And I think that the doctors have said it had something to do with alignment. Sciatic nerve or something of that sort, you know. But it has a lot to do with my neck, my back, and my arm, you know, the numbness and, you know, the constant pain.
Sure.
And I, what I'm trying to do, you know, of course, you know, their way of treatment was, of course, to put me on, you know, the flexorils and the oxys and that type of stuff. And it's just grown progressively worse. And, you know, the medication, of course, is just, you know, just continuously increasing. And I'm tired of, you know, I'm tired of taking that type of medication. I'm just sick and tired of, you know, taking, you know, pain medications, that type of thing. I'm trying to figure out, you know, is there something else that can be done, you know. First of all, I don't want to end up becoming dependent upon, you know, any type of medication, especially pain medication, narcotics and stuff like that.
Yeah,
I don't want that to happen. So I'm trying to figure out something that can be done that I can do, you know.
Well, have you made any major changes in your lifestyle, eating habits, exercise habits? Have you made any changes, or have you just been dealing with the pills so far?
No, I've just been dealing with the pills so far, you know. And at one time I was very, very active. I was a martial artist, and well, I still am, you know. But I haven't really, you know, practiced the way that I desire to, you know. I'm still working full time and everything, you know. As far as, you know, lifestyle, as far as, you know, exercise and things, I'm not doing any of that, you know.
Okay.
It just seems like I'm caught in like a vicious cycle, you know.
Yeah, it is. It is a vicious cycle, and really, if you, it is, it's almost like one of those things where you feel stuck. You feel like no matter what you do, it just keeps. It's like a hamster wheel, it just keeps going around and around and around. You can't get free.
Right, right. And I want to step off of that, you know.
Yeah, no kidding. I want to see you do that as well. Well, you know, our preferred wellness providers I talk about a lot, and they're great in focusing on lifestyle and nutritional-based care, and that really is the key. A chiropractic physician, I think, in your position would be a great tool, or an osteopathic physician, and we have those in the networks and whatnot. But I really want to encourage you to look at the structural side, making, you know, the bones, muscles, nerves are where your biggest challenges are. But it's got to be getting the nutritional aspect down. You're going to make sure that you get some good nutritional blood work done so you can find out exactly the root of what's going on and then come up with a good game plan. I mean, from a lifestyle perspective, I know the medications are something you're kind of focused on. You're like, yeah, I want to get off the pain meds, and I want to see that for you too. But it's kind of like that's step C, and there's got to be a step A and B to get you there. Because you have to build up. You got to remember, you've been dealing with this for a while, And so you have to kind of get to a place where you build up step A and step B, get that strong, get a good foundation, and then you can move into step C, which is where they can start potentially weaning you. But there has to be a good foundation before any weaning can go on. And I've seen that so many times with pain medications, not getting a good foundation first, it really throws you into a bad place. And I don't want to see that for you. So it can be very beneficial. Very. And you know, when you look at that, and you look at just, okay, there's some basic things you can do. Some lifestyle changes. And exercising 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, as best you can. I realize there's pain involved. But again, it's about getting the body moving. And it pumps the lymphatic system. And as you pump the lymphatic system, you're starting to utilize the body's own mechanism for ridding out toxins and ridding out everything in the body. So, again, it's really important. I would encourage you to go that route and have someone that is a good, strong, wellness-based mindset, like one of the preferred wellness providers that can kind of get you in that place. And that would be that, and work in conjunction with your doc, your primary care, whether it's at the VA hospital. I want to tell you thanks for serving our country. That means a lot to me. Whenever we talk to the veterans, which I get a lot here on this show, you know, just it I never get tired of it. You guys are great. You're heroes in my book, and I'm grateful. So I just want to let you know that. But get focused on anything that can lower the inflammation in the body. That's where the key is, and that's where the victory will start with what you're dealing with. It's not an easy process. I'll tell you that. It's not. But you can come up with some real practical ways to do it. It'll take some time. But again, if you need to call me back here on the show, email me, whatever, and we'll do our best to give you good information to help you walk through it and then get some good people around you that can take good care of you. All right? 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. We've got answers. We want to take you from where you are to where you need to be. Why? Because you're worth it. You are worth it. Did you know that? The show is about you. That's why. You know, tobacco use and oral health is something that is talked about a lot. And you know, I guess smoking and everything else is talked about often. We see that in clinical practice every single day. But in addition to affecting your overall health, tobacco and smoking cause a number of oral health issues that I want to talk about for just a moment. And dentists see this all the time. But you can get yellow teeth and a yellow tongue, says Dr. Kilmore. He's a dentist, or he's a professor of oral and maxillofacial surgery and associate dean at Boston University School of Dental Medicine. You see a lot of staining on the tongue, he says. Smoking and tobacco use can lead to more serious oral health complications as well, including gum disease and oral cancer. So the most serious issue is mouth cancer. And it's hard to say what percentage of people who smoke will actually get mouth cancer, but the death rate of those who do get it is very high. It's between about 40 and 50% of all cases, and hasn't changed over the last few decades. The American Cancer Society estimates that 90% of people with oral cancer affecting the lips, tongue, throat, and mouth have used tobacco in some form. Likewise, the risk of oral cancer is 6 times higher among smokers relative to non-smokers. So your individual risk of oral cancer depends on how long you've been using tobacco. And the longer you use it, the greater your risk. The smoking cigarettes doesn't cause dental decay, but it does cause periodontal or gum disease. Kilgore explains, bone loss is part of the periodontal disease, and it starts out as inflammation of the gums. And in the natural and unfortunate progression, the bone supporting the roots of your teeth becomes inflamed. And, of course, underlying bone can deteriorate, he adds. So there are surgical and non-surgical therapies to reverse or slow the progression of periodontal disease, Kilgore says, but without proper treatment, gum disease does eventually lead to tooth loss and jawbone damage. Now, even more to that, we found that gum disease and also dental disease of any kind can lead to other issues within the body. I mean, literally, you can have bacteria that get into the gums and can directly affect the heart. Everything is tied. Believe it or not, your mouth plays a big role in your overall health. And so if you don't have a dentist that you visit with regularly, someone that really understands a natural and balanced approach, it's time to find one. It really is. Every 6 months getting your teeth checked is critical for your overall health. And if you have metal fillings, silver amalgam fillings, mercury fillings, it's time to get them taken out. And there's a specific process to that. and getting those taken out. You've got to find a biological certified dentist that can do that. Don't just let anyone do it. You want to have someone that's certified and that knows exactly how to do that and remove it with an oxygen mask and everything else so that you don't get excess mercury leaking into the body. Let me tell you, it's one of the number one causes of cancer and memory loss and Alzheimer's and a host of other issues. So if you've got the fillings, get them switched out with something acrylic. Be one of the best steps you can do and find a great dentist that can do that. We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal. And talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
With On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
So important, because we talk about food for the day all the time, and I want to talk about some apple cider vinegar. Why? Because it is one of the best home remedies for so many different things and ailments and little nagging things that you can see. It's incredible. So the natural apple cider vinegar is a wonderful natural cure for so many things. Here's some things it can do. Let me just list them out for you. So it can reduce sinus infections and sore throats. It can help with cholesterol issues. It can help with skin conditions such as acne. That's a big one, because remember, skin conditions are come from inside out, not outside in. It can protect against food poisoning, fights allergies. It can help muscle fatigue after exercise, strengthen the immune system, increase stamina, increase metabolism, which can promote weight loss. It improves digestion and can cure constipation. And help with, rather, alleviate symptoms of arthritis and gout, and prevents bladder stones and urinary tract infections. So for weight loss, it's really not known why, but many people claim that apple cider vinegar promotes weight loss. Some theories suggest that it helps speed up the metabolism, while others suggest that it burns calories. A number of nutritionists also believe that combining vitamin B6 and lecithin with apple cider vinegar is highly effective for weight loss. Studied or suggested remedy is to mix 2 teaspoons of apple cider vinegar mixed with a glass of water and drink before every meal, or sip it slowly throughout the day. It's also going to help increase your hydrochloric acid, which is going to help break down extra proteins. Now, if you suffer with halitosis, which is bad breath, well, apple cider vinegar is known as a wonderful remedy to be able to help with bad breath. And a half tablespoon mixed with water, you gargle the mixture for about 10 seconds until the cup is empty. And they say that it will get rid of the bad breath. What it does, it goes in and it breaks down a lot of the bacteria that tends to be in there. Also great for the digestive tract too, when you take it right before your meals. Body odor is really good for it as well. It can help neutralize your body odor, since it helps adjust the skin's pH level, which can help eliminate odor-causing bacteria. So for armpit odor, simply wipe them once in the morning with undiluted apple cider vinegar in a cotton ball. For foot odor, fill a pan with warm water, add a third cup of apple cider vinegar, and let your feet soak in the mixture for about 15 minutes twice a day. Interesting. So, stinky feet, go with apple cider vinegar. Wipe your armpits out with apple cider vinegar. Get rid of the body odor. Just drink the stuff and be done with it. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Vilas. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. I'm a new. I just bought your book.
Oh, well, great. Welcome to the show.
However, yesterday I had 2 incidents that I don't know what to think of.
Uh-oh.
Behind my left ear and down just a little bit, 8 hours apart, I had an incident with extreme pressure in that area, and it felt to me like there was blood clotting up there. That's just what it felt like. I don't know what it was. I had a severe headache, almost passed out, and then it went away.
Has that ever happened before?
No, it happened 2 times yesterday. The only time in my life that I know of.
Anything happened recently? Any kind of injury you've had?
Yes, I've had skin knocked off my leg, being treated.
Okay. And have you had any, and what is your age?
Injury in my arm.
Okay, injury in your arm. What is your age, sir?
I pulled a tendon loose from my elbow.
Okay.
I'm wearing a sling now.
Your age?
I'm only 91 years old, and they insist I tell you that.
So you're still a spring chicken, so we got a lot of time to work on this thing. So the key is, if you've been dealing with something like that,
my daughter wants me to let you know I have two stents behind my heart from about 2.5 years ago.
That's all right.
And her heartache.
Okay. Well, the stents play a big role, but it really comes down to when you've got kind of a shooting pain like that on the side behind the ear, it could be a couple of things. It could be artery related, especially with your age. There could be some plaquing buildup in there. That's a possibility. But it also could be nerve related, and that's very common. All right, you've got your first and second cervical bones in the neck, which is the atlas and the axis. And if they get rotated out of position, they can be causing nerve pain. But I would get a full evaluation. I really would. I'd get some things looked at. I'd get some blood work done, get a little bit of a workup, and have some nutritional analysis done. Would probably be a smart thing to do. And go see, you definitely want to see a physician about that, just because you want to get it checked from the vascular side, and you also want to get it checked from more of the structural side to make sure it's not just bones, muscles, nerves that are being irritated. And you've got to look at every aspect of it. See, the body has kind of a three-tier system. We call it the health triangle. There's the mental side, which is the brain chemistry, neurotransmitters, and the subconscious mind. The chemical side, and then also the structural side. Chemical side's nutrition, also the physiology of the body, how everything works, and then the structural side. So it's good to look at everything and kind of get an overall game plan together and get an analysis from every aspect of it. So that's really the key. So if it came out of nowhere and it just kind of caught you off guard, then that's what I would do. I'd get kind of an evaluation done and then go from there. That's one thing you don't want to just let go. You know, that was just something that happened and I'll probably just let it go. Because you and I both know as guys, we'll let stuff go. And it's good that you're calling me to talk to me about it. So I would get it evaluated. You know, we've got wellness providers in your area, and you know, they could take a look at it too. I would just get someone to take a look. And then there could be good information, and we could talk about it, kick it around a little bit, come up with some, maybe some solutions together. So keep me posted on how that goes. But make sure you get some kind of evaluation done. And also, keep your omega-3 fatty acids high, because when you've got any kind of nerve-related issue, that's always going to be a big help, regardless. And watch out for the gluten, which is more of the flour-based foods that we have in our diet. All right, I'll talk about that in my book. And thanks for reading that. Thanks for being a new listener. And we're always here for you. Puts another hour in the charts. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.